This is 91.9 KVCR. Good morning, I'm Ken Vincent. On Fridays, we hear from Press Enterprise columnist Cassie McDuff and review a few of the big news stories around the Inland Empire over the past week. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ken.
We've been having pledge drive all week, so I'm looking forward to reviewing some of the news. First of all, Fresh and Easy has become the latest casualty in the supermarket wars in Southern California. And man, the supermarket wars in Southern California can be rough.
Well, this was a British grocer, Tesco, who saw the Southern California market as a place where it could make a very aggressive drive, opening almost 200 stores, including about a dozen in the Inland Empire. It was on the verge of declaring bankruptcy 2 years ago when Ron Burkle, the supermarket magnate who grew up in Yucaipa, his company, the Yucaipa Companies, bought it. But after 2 years of trying, including some downsizing, they said they just can't make it.
I'm wondering if you have anything to say about why it's so difficult for some chains to get a hold in the grocery market in Southern California. Hagen, which was a Pacific Northwest outfit, tried to come down here and didn't seem to have much luck. There have been other supermarket casualties. What is it about this?
Well, it's a very attractive market with a lot of people, and obviously people need groceries. I think the analysts are saying that Tesco really didn't understand the Southern California market. They didn't understand people's shopping habits here. They thought that people would go for a model of having pre-packaged, pre-prepared food where you could come into the store quickly on your way home, and it had self-checkout. And that didn't turn out to be the model that people really were interested in picking up on. Hagen, they had a very short foray into Southern California and pulled out. But, you know, there are still supermarket chains out there that are waiting in the wing.
Yeah, okay. We'll probably be talking about supermarket chess in the future. Let's talk a little bit of politics and government. Congressman Mark Takano, Democrat of Riverside, has released a report on poverty.
And this was kind of a surprising report because even during the economic recovery between 2010 and 2014, Takano found that the poverty rate actually rose in the Riverside area, not tremendously, by about 1%, but it's still surprising. That means people are still struggling. He says people with minimum wage jobs really just can't make ends meet. A single mother with two children making minimum wage, working full time, still ends up about $500 or $600 short every month on the cost for rent and food.
What was the thrust of what should happen from this poverty report? Does he have any ideas for legislation, any recommendations?
He would like to see the minimum wage raised from $9 to $15. He said that would give these working poor families at least a little bit of income that they can hang on to and save. Not much, maybe $400 a month after they meet their expenses.
Speaking of the minimum wage, that's that has been getting some lip service on both sides of the issue. I know that it, of course, has been proposed by other cities. It's actually been raised by other cities. California is looking for a sequential raise in the minimum wage. What about Congressman Takano's proposal to raise it up to 15? What kind of reaction is he getting to that?
Well, the local Republican chairman said that the minimum wage is already going to go up to $10 an hour, and he doesn't want to see a big leap up to 15. He thinks that will hurt businesses.
And finally, there is a natural gas pipeline that has been proposed to be constructed from Adelanto all the way to Moreno Valley. I haven't heard anything about this.
Well, this is a project that's been flying kind of under the radar. It's been proposed by Southern California Gas and San Diego Gas and Electric, and a joint project that would link the pipelines that bring natural gas into the state through Blythe and Needles, one to the high desert, the other to Moreno Valley. And it would create this 65-mile pipeline that would link the two. The gas companies say that it's necessary because of the San Onofre nuclear power plant going offline and also because of the push to change over to renewable energy, to clean energy. They say natural gas is cleaner. Natural gas is going to have to be the way new power plants are fired.
still, if they're considering natural gas, sort of a bridge energy to from old fossil fuels to newer renewable energies, this is a pretty big project, a 65-mile pipeline.
And it goes through some environmentally sensitive areas, the San Bernardino National Forest particularly. It would basically come down from the high desert, through the Cajon Pass, down the alignment of the Interstate 15, and then branch off through North San Bernardino. And that's where it's causing some concerns. The neighborhood near the Arrowhead Country Club, kind of San Bernardino's prestigious address for decades, it would come straight down the middle of that street for about 10 long blocks. And people there are very concerned about having the street torn up and wondering why it can't just be put somewhere else. I'm going to be writing about this in Sunday's Press Enterprise, but I do want to mention that there are public hearings coming up in the high desert as well as San Bernardino and Moreno Valley. On Tuesday, October 27th, there's going to be a hearing at San Gorgonio High School. On Wednesday in Hesperia at the Courtyard Marriott, and in Moreno Valley at the Conference and Recreation Center on Thursday. These are all at 6 p.m., lasting till about 8:30 p.m. It's a chance for people to come in and talk about the environmental concerns.
Looking forward to reading more about this in Sunday's paper. Press Enterprise columnist Cassie McDuff, thank you.
Thank you, Ken.